God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. His servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? In other words, we're in trouble. We're in a mess. What are we going to do here? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and he said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Somebody say, wow. Amen. And so he opened his eyes and he saw. I want to preach for a little while something worse than being blind. We did a little experiment this morning. I won't do that to you again tonight. But how hard would it be to have deaf ears that could not hear, blinded eyes that cannot see, causing your mouth to be clamped shut because you cannot say words? How hard would it be to communicate? How hard would it be to share your emotions, or for someone else, for that matter, to share emotions with you? That would be terrible, wouldn't it? But there are some things that are worse than being blind. And so let's look to the Lord and let's ask God's blessings upon this tonight, shall we? Jesus, again, Master, we find a reason to call on the name of the Lord. And we thank you for the privilege and we praise you for the honor and the opportunity. We ask you, Lord, to undergird us with your goodness and mercy, overshadow and surround us right now, Lord, with your presence. Let the anointing break every yoke in the house by the Spirit of God. And somebody said, Amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6 tells the story of Elisha when he was at Dothan. The Syrian king is determined to kill the prophet of God, which was Elisha at that time. He sent his army and surrounded the city. Elijah sent his servant to draw water at the well. When the servant saw the army completely surrounding the city, he ran to Elisha and he cried, Alas, my master, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this? The young man was in Elisha's care, and yet Elisha sends him to get water in a dangerous position. I believe that the man of God saw safety before the young man ever saw trouble. Elisha basically said, I can see the same thing you see, but I have eyes of faith, and I can see more. Then he prayed, God, open his eyes. Let him see the true picture that a child of God should see. And Lord, change our names. Amen. God changed Saul's name to Paul. Right? He changed Jacob's name to Israel. I want him to change your name to Seymour. I want you to come into this house to worship the Lord. And by the time you leave every service, I want you to see more. I want you to feel more. I want you to sense more. I know. I want you to understand that God wants you to accomplish more. You are more than what you are tonight. And I would to God that you would praise Him for that. Don't you settle for less when God wants to do His best. Don't you settle for less when He wants you to be anointed. When He wants you to be a bona fide overcomer. When He wants you to have authority and dominion. How many of you want to walk like that? You want to talk like that? How many of you like to lay hands on the blind and let them see? How many of you would like to lay hands on deaf ears and let them be open? You thinking that don't happen anymore? Ladies and gentlemen, you better brace yourself because you're headed to turbulent. Amen. There's a revival that's in the land right now that's sweeping our nation and around the world. That's going to shake your world from center to circumference. I want to tell you right now, the Red Sea parting has nothing on what God's getting prepared to do in these last days. Amen. God opened the servant's eyes. He saw more. Amen. The mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Maybe some of us need that. Amen. Maybe some of us want that. Our situation is not what we see. Our situation is, are we seeing enough? I know the world's in trouble. I know 27 people died in a church house, a very small church house. Amen. That individual went in and probably wiped out over half the congregation. I know the world is in trouble. And I know the thinking of some people is sick. Amen. I may not be able to change their thinking, but I can see revival. I can see the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I know what my God can do. I remember in the 70s at a general conference where they auctioned off a little dress that a little 7-year-old girl wore in a little thatch hut in a third world country, where they riddled it with bullets because they were in there having apostolic church. Amen. And the pastor said, everyone that stays in the church is going to be okay. Some people tried to run away because they were afraid. They got shot and they were killed. But everybody that stayed in that little church never got hurt. They took that little girl's dress that was inside that church and they auctioned it off at our general conference. It was riddled with bullet holes, but that little girl never was. Are you ready for those size and magnitudes of miracles? Are you ready? We're going to have it, because that's the kind of world you and I live in. I'm so sorry if you came for a little simple sermon. I'm so sorry if you came to feel dead, church. I'm so sorry if you came to feed polar bears out there and icebergs up here. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's time for the fire to fall. It's time for the anointing to break the yoke. It's time to have church. It's time to have revival in the land. Amen. Amen. God opened their eyes and they saw it. Hallelujah. We see the dilemma, but do we see the day star? We see the avenger of blood, but do we see the one that gave his blood? We see the hurting, but do we see the healer? We feel the pain, but do we feel the power? Amen. If you're in pain tonight, I'm praying the Holy Ghost over you, that you feel more power and authority right now than you feel pain. Come on, somebody, help me speak it. Psalms 34 and 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Do you really believe this? It's not part-time. Amen. It works every time. We must have future vision. Faith in the future vision says there may be a storm today, but faith's forecast calls for sunshine tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to have eyes of faith. We need to have an anointing. We need to have an appointing. Praise God. Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But Pastor Marshburn says, if you don't have faith in your vision, you're going to perish. Praise God. Amen. We've got to have faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, the vision that you have, it's got to be that of faith. It's got to be that of anointing. You've got to see your God parting the Red Sea. Amen. You're not sitting in my church. You're sitting in your church, or you wouldn't be sitting here. You know the Spirit drew you here. You know the doctrine is going to hold you here. So what can you lose? You can't lose with the stuff we use. The anointing is here. Praise God. A vivid picture created by imagination. If I can imagine situations in life going south, Why can't I imagine stuff going north? Hallelujah. If you'll notice in your Bible, the Bible constantly says the disciples went up. It constantly say prayer went up. It said the incense went up. It said the smoke went up. It said the fire went up. If you're going to get anything from God tonight, you got to get up. You got to look up. You got to smile. You got to get your hands up. You got to get your spirit up. Quit using all your ability to see the problem. Use some of that vision to see fiery chariots and delivering angels. When a person only has natural vision, they're full of fear. There's no hope. There's misery and depression, stress and nerve trouble and fear. With only natural vision, you can see no way out. With only natural vision, you will perish emotionally and spiritually. Your lifespan in this house, your lifespan with God is very limited. Amen. But there's something worse than being blind. And ladies and gentlemen, that is having a vision, having your vision and not being able to see. Hallelujah. You've got to see what God is up to. Open your eyes. Get your eyes off the negative. Get your eyes off the dilemma. Get your eyes off the problem and open them to see the fiery chariot. Open them to see the angels of the Lord. My Lord. After tonight, service is over. So bear with me a little while. Amen. Praise God. Carson, come up here and get Psalms 23. For the Lord is my shepherd. Am I right? Am I right? Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Psalms 23. For the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I want him to read that. Amen. You young men, you ready to help pastor just a little bit? Hey, how many of you want to see angels? You want to see fire chariots? You want to see God's protection? You want to see his provision? You want to see his help? Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to do this. Praise God. We're hot wiring around him. Hallelujah. We got it. All right, get in on a microphone somewhere.
The Lord is my shepherd, yes. I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd. Hang on just a second. Amen. Come here, Lord. Praise God. We fixing to pluck your beard, buddy. Praise God. Turn around and face the congregation. Look real pretty. All right. Read.
He maketh me lie down in green pastures.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes, he does.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
You're preaching now.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yeah. I will fear no evil.
Why?
For thou art with me.
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff.
Wait a minute. Aiden, come here, buddy. I need a rod. Come here, Drake. I need a staff. Stand right there, Aiden. Stand right there, brother. All right, we got rod. We got staff.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort
me. Yeah.
Thou preparest a table.
Oh, hang on just a second. Brother Ben or Sebastian, would you be a big old table right here? Praise God. Here comes the table. Two-legged table. Face the congregation. There it is right there. I got rod, I got staff, I got a table in front of me.
Before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Before me in the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Thou anointest my head with oil. The anointing is coming down.
My cup runneth over.
My cup is running over.
Surely, goodness.
Oh, what?
Goodness.
What?
Goodness.
What?
Goodness.
Oh, come here, Brother Smith. I need some goodness. Come on. Stand right over there in front of that arm right there. Praise God. Come here, buddy. Amen. And goodness and what?
Mercy.
Goodness and what?
Mercy.
How much mercy? My Lord, stand right over there. Hallelujah. Lord, would you move up just a little bit? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Come here, brother. You look good. Hallelujah. Help me preach tonight. Stand right here. Okay, the Lord is here. The rod and the staff is here. The table is here. You'll never go hungry here. Hello? Goodness is here. Mercy is here. Now you can just call it goodness and mercy if you want to, but I believe that we got angels that walk around with us.
Right, right.
I believe we got protection from heaven, hallelujah, that walks around with us. I believe we're so surrounded with what God has until you can't even see us. You can't even find us. We got the Lord, rods and staffs. We got the table. We got goodness and mercy following us. How long?
All the days of my life.
All the days of our lives.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
I will dwell where?
In the house of the Lord.
Right here.
Forever.
Forever. Thank you. Somebody help me celebrate. Somebody help me worship. Somebody help. I need you to see this. You've got vision, but you've got to open your eyes if you're going to see this. Something worse than being blind is being able to see the paint and see the chairs and see the musical instruments and never see this. You've got to have a vision of this. If you get a vision of this, you'll feel like you can charge hell with a cup of ice water. Thank you, gentlemen. Praise God. There's an anointing here tonight that wants to break a yoke. And the Spirit of God wants to prevail. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody clap your hands. My. Praise God. Helen, look at this. I want you to see something. Brother Tyre, would you help me? I'm messing with your mind tonight. And I'm almost apologetic. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody read this. Read it out loud. God is nowhere. God is nowhere. Amen. Look at this. You just be quiet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at this. God is now here. Yeah, you did. Party pooper. Praise God. Amen. When I read that, I don't even know where it came from. When I read that, it said, God is nowhere to me. And I thought, what? And I got to looking, and I said, no, wait a minute. It's saying, God is now here. Now, whose decision is that to make? Is God nowhere with you, or is God now here? If he's now here, I need your help to make some noise. I need your help to reach out. I need your help to believe. I need your help to trust in God, because he is now here. My Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. When you don't have a vision, you read God is nowhere. Praise God. Having vision and not being able to see is worse than being blind. I don't know the current situation in your life. Amen. There may not be any meal in your barrel. Bills due and not enough money. Family in trouble. Marriage devastated. Sickness. Job trouble. Children about to run you and drive you crazy. My prayer today, God, open their eyes. Let them see more than natural vision. God, let us see more than a valley full of Syrians, problems, and death. Let us see healing angels, fighting angels, way-making angels. Let me see the mountain full of angels. Hey, come on now. Yeah, go ahead. Hey, come on. It isn't that you're not seeing. It's not that you can't see. It might be that you're not seeing enough. Instead of seeing problems, I choose to see the answers. Instead of seeing darkness, I choose to see the light. I want you to hear the reason why the enemy wants to blind your vision. A vision gives you courage. Courage means the ability to conquer fear and despair. Courage is the fear that has said, courage is a type of fear. But courage is the fear that said its prayers. Courage is the fear that steps out by faith. It's nervous and it's shaky, but it's going to do this thing anyhow. You can't tell me that David didn't feel fear when no one else in Israel would fight that giant and he was stood out there by himself. You can't tell me that his mouth didn't go dry and that he was not nervous and that he was not fearful. But that fear caused courage to well up in him. And he said, you're not blaspheming me. You're blaspheming my God. And I'll die before I let you do that. Woo! I feel courage in the house. I feel overcoming in this house. I feel an anointing in this house. My. I want you to hear it. I want you to understand it. Praise God. You and God are a majority. David would say, Goliath, you don't look so big to me now because God is here. Praise God. Isaiah 59:19. Praise the Lord. I don't want you to ever place a period where God has placed a comma because you can move a comma. A period is a statement that's made. Amen. And this is what this scripture says. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Wouldn't we be saying the very same thing, but giving it a little more emphasis? We're not adding to or taking away, but we want to emphasize something here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at this. When the enemy shall come in, let's put the comma right there. And then let us say, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in, he wants to be that flood. But why don't we just shift it and give God more emphasis and let the enemy know, like a flood, my Holy Ghost will come in and take over everything that you're trying to do against me. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want that. Let God move the comma for you. You have the ability today to write a check on the bank of heaven, but they can only be cashed at the window of prayer. If you don't pray, you ain't going to stay. If you don't fast, you're not going to last. And if you don't weep, you're not going to reap. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't make this journey without prayer. Oh, I have faith in Jesus. No, you don't. Because if you prayed, that's faith in Jesus. Because you're communicating with him now. You love who you communicate with. You love who you talk to. You love who you have daily conversation with. And if you can go 6 months without prayer and say, I'm a Christian, something's up. Amen. Maybe you work for the Secret Service. And you pop up every Christmas and Easter. Hallelujah. I'm just simply saying, folks, amen, we need this. We've got to have this. We got to flow and let God anoint us with this. Let the word work for you. Amen. You'll have a better life. Your nerves will be healed. You'll sleep better. Your prayers will be answered. Say it with me. God is now here. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, to live, I want to live in revelation. Amen. I want to become a believer and today, and you will see, and when you become that believer, that one that trusts in God, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, listen, I want to share something with you just a moment. Praise God. One preacher said, while I'm preaching, let me say something. I hope he's saying something the whole time he's preaching. Praise God. I want to have that faith, praise God. That I want to have great faith. How many of you want great faith? Greater faith. Anointed faith. World-shaking faith. Anointing faith that breaks yokes and tears down strongholds. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. What is that faith the Bible mentions, you know, that greater faith? There must be another dimension. There must be another level of faith. Hallelujah. Faith is trust. Am I right? Is it trust? If I have faith in God, does that mean I trust Him? Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a faith in the Bible that's called the most holy faith. Amen. And I was praying one day and I said, Lord, I read about that most holy faith. I said, Lord, could you give me a portion of that? Could I have a portion of that? I heard nothing. He didn't speak to me. It didn't rain in the sanctuary. I didn't see angels flutter down. I didn't see lightning. I didn't hear anything. And I thought, what's up with this? I want some of that most holy faith. And then I found out. I ask myself, who's most holy? Ask yourself, who, what is most holy in this universe? Well, I came up with a life-shattering revelation and realized it's God. Listen, if Jesus is your co-pilot, you need to change seats. He don't co-anything. He's the pilot or he ain't. Praise God. Amen. And so it's clicking now. It's coming to me. And I thought, Lord, you're the most holy. And I'm saying, oh, my word. This most holy faith belongs to God. Most holy faith is His faith. I was born with a portion of faith, but He has the most holy faith. So I'm getting somewhere now. Something's happening here. Because our walk with Jesus is, it's a relationship. I know what religion is today. Jesus has to carry all the crosses. He has to do all the bleeding. He has to do all the suffering. And all I've got to do is sit back and believe. Somebody said, well, you don't work for salvation. I know that. But you know, after you get that free salvation, it's time to go to work. Hello? Sacrificing, giving it, living it, and loving it. Amen. And so I thought, okay, so you got the most holy faith, and you're not giving that away. I get it. What is most holy faith? And then it came to me that it's one thing for me to get up in the morning and have great faith in my God. But it is another thing altogether for Him to get up in the morning and have great faith in me. And when God has faith in His people, that's holy. I felt that one. That's holy faith. There's a ripple in the house right now, just rippling all over this place. You feel goosebumps? I feel moose bumps. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, we need a dose of most holy faith. And the only way we're going to get it is not when we trust God, but when God can look at us and say, I trust you. I trust you with a miracle. I trust you that I can bless your finances. I trust you that I can save your family. I trust you that I can send you to this church. You're going to be faithful. You're going to give it everything you've got. You're going to suffer loss, and you're going to get up and receive great gain. Amen. Life is going to be a circle. You're going to be in it and out of it. You're going to be up and down. You're going to be all around. But when the dust settles, you're going to still be there worshiping my name. If there's anybody here that wants a little most holy faith, I would to God you would stand with me right now and let us worship the Lord. Let us magnify the name of Jesus. Let us glorify Him right now, because He's ready to put His trust on you. He's ready to depend on you. He's ready to give you eyes that can see. Amen. Because there's something worse than being blind here tonight, and that's being able to see or having vision and not being able to see. I want to see what is around. I want to see the fiery flames. I want to see the angels of the Lord. I want to feast from that table in front of me. I want to put my arms around good and mercy. I want to hold on to the staff and the rod. I want to know the Lord's got my back. I want to know the I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. If you want it, come and get it. Make your way here. I don't care if you've been in a church 100 years. You don't graduate from this. Amen. You're still growing in this. The anointing is here. Power of God is here. Presence of... And I want you to come. Receive it. I want you to come and believe it. I want you to come and get it. I want it to happen for you. We're going to pray with you. We're going to have faith for you. We're going to touch God with you. And God's going to make everything all right. God's going to give you a miracle. He's going to give you signs. He's going to give you wonders. You're going to have a testimony this week. The Spirit of the Lord's going to move, and the power of God's going to prevail. Hallelujah. Let the anointing break the yoke. Altar workers, help us pray. Help us believe God. You know who has a need. You know who has a need. You know who needs God right now. Bless the Lord. Oh yeah.
Enduring forever.
Oh yeah.
Yes, the Lord.
Yeah.
Enduring forever. Praise Him.
Pray with your neighbor. Reach over and pray with a friend. Give somebody some faith. Give somebody some hope. Give somebody some help. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Great things. Clap your hands, rejoice with me tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how it works at Landmark. Amen. It's honey in the morning. It's milk in the morning. It's honey at night. And it's meat on Tuesday. So we've had our full meal this week. And I just want to tell you right now, I want us to take our vision to the street this week. How many of you would join with me? That you'll be conscious of souls that are lost. That you'll be conscious of people that need Jesus. And that you will say something to somebody every day. Come on, shout, every day.
Every day.
You'll say something to somebody every day. And if you do, somebody will be in this house this coming week that's never been here before. Because God will have faith in you. And when He has faith in you, your words go out. Amen. You know what Jesus said? This is what He said about His works. He looked at all of His works, and He pointed at His disciples, and He said, greater things than these shall you do. Now that's just awesome. And the reason He said that is because there was coming a day that you and I would be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when we were filled with the Holy Ghost, we were filled with the same force that He created the universe with. Folks, we're packing stuff we don't really comprehend. So that means tonight that we can go out into our world and we can create things. If there's people that need saving, you can make that happen. If there's lives that are lost that need to be rescued, you can make that happen. And so I want you to step out this week by faith and believe God for great things to take place, not only in your lives, your family, your co-workers, amen, but people you don't even know. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. God bless you tonight. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another. Let our visitors know we're glad to have them. And you go and have a good week in the name of the Lord.